Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome, and you are listening to Clure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great Christmas special, Christmas Eve night, 2021, Good Music is the title of the show, and we're going to be rocking and reeling. We got some dangerous characters we're going to be playing tonight. A lot of the standards, of course, but a lot of the, I guess some stuff you haven't heard, and stuff that I like, that I am just going to play because I like it. But we got some great music for you. We really do. And it's closing out. Next Friday will be the last show of the year. New Year's Eve. Man. And I'm a rocket socket like a rock'em sock'em robot. So you better be ready. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. Or you can go to my website. Yes, I fixed it. DSMpublications.net and hit the big red on air button and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. So you got three, uno, dos, tres ways that you could get into the show. It is 7:05. We usually kick the show off with music at 7:07. We're going to see, can we get in early? Like I said, we're moving toward the last of the last of 2021. And there's going to be a lot of changes. Kid you not, man. We got a lot of new changes, a lot of great things going on, a lot of good things we're going to be doing. We're going to be knocking it out of the parkerooski. So you better get ready because we're ready. Because you're ready. I'm ready. The world's ready. I don't know about that. But we're going to cut up tonight. So let's get a start. I thought I'd start with Yolanda. Time to change. I'm counting down. And there are some immediate changes going to come. Oh, the river. Down by the river. Little tent. Oh. Because. Change. Okay. And for y'all, and for all of you who don't understand, yes, I do actually be talking to my producer. You know, some people think, oh, you just be talking to yourself. I ain't that crazy. All right, here we go. Time to change.
We got something to say. You know. It's one of those joints here. Londa. Yeah. Check us out. You know, it's time to change. Londa.
Whatever I see him,
And that was Yolanda. And let me turn it down, because I'm echoing. You know, there's going to be a lot of new things. And, you know, we're going to read a couple of letters that people wrote me. And we got a new segment coming up next year. It's called Fan Mail. And it's where my narrators will read the fan mail. How about that? So get those letters in for those who follow through and enjoy the Don S. McClure Show. So we got a lot of good stuff for you. Like I said, tonight we're going to be knocking it out of the baller park. And I want you to hang with us. We're going to be saying Merry Christmas. And we got a couple of Christmas tracks. We got one I'm going to play by Darlene K. Tillis. She's a friend of mine in California. And, yes, she's a recording artist. And she did this a while ago. I think she kind of really got kind of disenchanted with the music industry, but she cut this track, and the voice that you're going to hear on the track is her own child, her little girl, which shows people try to incorporate their family into the track. So we're going to play her, 'Twas the Night, Darlene K. Tillis, California.
Mommy, will you sing me a Christmas song?
Oh, Emmanuel, then will you go to sleep?
Yes.
All right. How about Mary's Lullaby, 'Twas the Night?
'Twas the night, the night. Their sheep, the
And yes, there was Darlene, Kay Tillis, Towards the Night. Great song. And a really good friend of mine. California in the house. We got a lot of great music for you tonight. We got some Christmas. We got some Missmas. We got some Tishmas. The rapper didn't look at me like, God, a Tishmas. Oh, I'm going to be like the Scrooge. I'm just going to be me. How about that? We got a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm going to play this track. Then we're going to get to a couple of Christmas songs by 7:30. But this track is called My Name is Tony. And it's on the Donis McClure Christmas Eve show, 2021. And he was going to name this track My Name is Don. But producer said, no. I mean, your name is Tony, not Don. So name it Tony. All right, we got a heck of a show for you tonight. Let's get to this. And after I'm going to follow up with Tony, I'm going to play Donna Summer. Heaven Knows. And I like that track, man. Did you know there was a musical for Donna Summer? And they said it was really good. And they did a lot of songs. She was really good. All right. My name is Tony. Thank you. My name is Tony. That's the name of that track. So write it down. Now, if you want to shorten it, T-O-N-Y, you put D-O-N, leave off the T. You know, that's corny. That is corny. Boy, you are corny tonight. We got a great show for you tonight, Christmas Eve. I hope you all got something that you like, that you asked for. And if not, I'm sure they're going to do, I guess. You know, but we got some dangerous people. Before we get to the Donna Summers track that I like, I think I'm looking for Last Dance. And I had this other one I was going to play. But I had a change of heart and thought I'd play this other one, right? So anyway, I'm going to play Let It Snow. It's going to be 50 degrees tonight in Chicago, 50 tomorrow. But tonight it's going to be 50, so there won't be no snow. So I guess I'll play Let It Snow. How about that?
Let it snow. Let's go.
Oh, man. He said he don't care what the weather may be. He said, just let it snow. As long as you're here. Now, not here. I understand the sophistication. But here with me. Oh, man, them brothers be deep. That was Boys to Men, and they're bad. And the new term is dangerous. We got a great show for you tonight, the Don S. McClure Christmas show. Christmas Eve, 2021. Good music. Listing points to get it all over the internet is health, joy, music, Christmas, joy, arts, books, great sounds. See, we have to put these tags in, and they go all over the internet. They fill certain categories. And so far, we've been knocking it out of the park. We got a lot of great new programs coming up for you next year. We got a lot of changes we're going to make on a lot of the websites we're involved in, including my sister's website, where the people are supposed to be praying, coming there to do the pray. So you got to pray just to make it today. Oh, that was going to bring on a song, but I won't do it. We're going to take a quick break. My board is lit up seriously with blue lights. That means people are tuning in from all over America. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Hey, let me jump to this break track. We're pushing the book. I Love Being a Butterfly. And it's a dangerous book, man. And I'm working on five new books for next year. One called School of Heroes. We're going to tell you about that later. And when I come back, we got more great Christmas music and just more great music, period.
Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
And we're back. And for those of you who have not gotten that book, you need to get on your little internet, tablet, phone, whatever. Order that book. It's still almost the end of the year. You need to add it to your collection. It's a great book. And You know, one of the things about writing, I try to write with passion and sincerity. And I'm always looking for ideas to create a really good story, homespun, emotional, the whole thing. So I want you to check out I Love Being a Butterfly. And next year, like I said, I'm going to be on fire. You think you can't catch me now? Wait till next year come. I'm going to be doing productions, producing more productions, plays, do-to-do. I'm just going to go crazy. If I ain't already crazy now. Hey, I want to play a track that I want to hear. Has nothing to do with Christmas, but it's just something about this song that I truly like. Last Dance. Last Chance for Romance. Donna Summer. So enjoy it with me. And when I come back, man, we're going to jump deep. You're right. Now, I know I could have said spirit, and I know I went to lecture school and pronunciation and interpretation, but we're going to knock it out. All right, here we go. Donna Summer, Last Dance.
Thank you.
Man, do I love that song. To hold me, to scold me, and when I'm bad, I'm also bad. I like that, man. All right, here's my favorite, my best Christmas song in the world. Every year I play it. Can't get enough of it. Sing it in the car, in the house, in the shower, doing Christmas. And I hear every note, every syllable. Johnny Gill. I even did a special remix for tonight. Man, I am so crazy about give love on Christmas Day. Get some love, man. You know, add something else to it, though. Like at least a box with a picture of it, whatever you're going to get. Or whatever you're going to do. A card. You know, Christmas is special. All right. Here we go. Best song nominated number one in the history of Christmas songs. Because I love it. All right, so here we go. Johnny, you ready? Yeah, dog, I'm ready. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go.
Every little
Upstairs, the man outside. And, you know, and it's true. People speak to you, and when they're not in the stores fighting over gift items, out a lot of harmony. But we got some more great music for you, man, but that just takes me away. That's what you call a dangerous moment. I love good music, man. Hey, I'm going overseas with Geraldine McQueen. She's got a track called Once Upon a Time, and she said people stop writing great Christmas songs, and she wants them to come back, because she wants some more, and some more, and some more. I remember I saw this movie, Cinderella Man, and the little girl said to her mother, she wanted some more milk. She said, Mommy, I want some more. And it was so brilliant, so cute. All right. Here we go. More Christmas music. Man, my board is lit up with blue lights. People are texting me. See, Don, I like that Johnny Gill. That's one of my favorites. I said, yeah, Johnny. Johnny Bad. Dangerous. All right, let's get to this track. Listen to the words in this one. Once Upon a Christmas Song. And I think I'm going to use Johnny Gill's song next year in Santa Claus versus the Ice Soldiers. I feel a chill already.
Have you been a good little boy? Have you been a good little girl?
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together, good time memories forever. They're good for the soul, but someone tell me, I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. So the only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one.
The video too, while she's singing, this little girl knocks out the lights and everything goes down, and then they plug it back up over and over. And I sing that song every year over and over and over again. That's what she's talking about. Just like Johnny Gill, Christmas, you sing the same songs over and over and over. Hey, we're gonna jump to a track by Donna Summers. It's called Heaven Knows. And man, we're going to keep that high pitch, that high note, that high energy. It's Christmas Eve. I'm even going to watch on my tablet The Grinch That Stole Christmas and Scrooge. And there's a new one out called Don Stole Christmas. And he's up in the cold mountains. So seriously, Ross. Let me play Donna Summers. Heaven Knows. Now, I like some Donna Summers, man. And we got some more music for you, too. We got some Heaven and Earth, some Temptations, some Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, some Blake Shelton. We got some stuff on top of stuff. So let me get sophisticated before somebody says, Don, you weren't sophisticated. You need to be. I can't even find this song I want to. Oh, Heaven Knows. All right, here we go. 7:58. It's almost an hour into the show. Heaven Knows.
Don't take your love from me. I am your father.
Oh, man, that's my track, man. And I play that when I'm on the highway and I be speeding, just cutting up. And police be behind me. But I be going, man, 85, 90 miles an hour. And I just be jamming it. Heaven knows. And I be singing, don't catch me. I know that I am speeding. I know I can speed some more. Please, Mr. Policeman, please. I know that was corny. That was corny as corn, man. Hey, let me slow it down for a minute and play As Yet. I used to call it AZ Yet, but their name is As Yet. Catherine Kerr, KK. She said, God, that's As Yet. Not no AZ Yet. All right, okay. Anyway, let me play this track. And when I come back, man, we got more great Christmas music for you, too. But let me play this one for you, because last night, you were so wonderful.
Last night, you were so into it.
saw heaven. He said he saw the stars, the moon, the mountains, and the rivers. Oh, man. Woo! And then he screamed, Natalia! Oh, man, that's deep. Let's play that again. That's bad, bad, man. You're listening to the John S. McClure Show. Christmas Eve. Good Music is the name of the show tonight. Health, joy, music, Christmas joy, arts, books, and great sounds. It's what's on our playboard. Man, and it's going out across the airwaves. Whew, I had to breathe hard on that YAZ, the AZ wet. Let me play my favorite song, Babyface. And then when I come back, we got some more Christmas music, some Frank Sinatra. Hey, did you know that the group that did Do They Know It's Christmas, I think it was 20-something. Anyway, they did another version, 2014, that was better than the one they did before. So let's get to one of my favorite tracks. You know, I got these favorite singers that I like their songs, and I will play them. right. Of jealousy. Every time I hear that song, man, it just messed me up. Oh, man, I just be like, everybody hear me now. I like that track, man. Him, John Gill, the boys can sing, man. And I don't mean sing. I mean sang. Oh, man, that's just deep. Hey, let me jump into this track. Do They Know It Is Christmas? That's the name of the track. Man, we've been cutting up. If you're just getting in, you'd have missed some great, great music. You have to go back, and you can hit the replay. Get it all over again. Just go to DSMpublications.net and hit the big red on-air button. I promise you, I won't change the show until Sunday. How about that? Here we go. Do they know? Do you know? Does anybody know it's Christmas? Do you know that? I hope so.
There's a word.
Man, let him know. It's Christmas. You know, it makes people feel good. Enjoy themselves. Drink some eggnog and rum. Get lit. You won't say drunk. The FTC said you can't say that. So get lit. We got some more dangerous people that we're going to play. Man, we're almost out of here. 36 more minutes, which is almost 30. We will be gone. And that will be our last Christmas show for the year. Now, of course, we'll have one next year. Hey, let me play this track. I want you to sit back, look at your Christmas tree, get some eggnog, get some vodka, whatever you got. I don't know. Just look up there and just say, you know what? I'm going to sing this song along with the radio. Here we go. Frank Sinatra. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, which means have Christmas in your heart. How about that? Here we go.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to
the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thinking about snowdrops, snowballs, just good stuff. How about that? You know, there's something about Christmas that just makes you feel all warm inside. We're going to jump to a track by the Temptations, who tried to do my best song. They did a good job before Johnny Gill. Theirs was good. I kind of love Johnny's, though, but theirs was really good. The Temptations, 828. Give love. Maybe I'm trying to send a subliminal message to you people out there. Give a love. They're going to put you in the nut house. Here we go. Santa Claus versus the Ice Soldiers. Bring Christmas home. Because the children want it. They want to be happy and loved. Hey, I'll play this track because I want you to think about this Christmas Eve. Throw away all your cares, your worries. It's going to be okay. You just got to make it okay. And next year, man, we're going to set it on fire. I have to fight my way through the fire. I will do it.
Oh. I am a child born of love, who let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend. Give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage my high school choir, Wordsworth High, and Miss Mandy Kruger. There was a longing and pounding in my heart that led me to want so much more out of life. It led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain.
My
man, that's deep. That is just deep, deep, deep. Man, now we only got 20 more minutes to go. Oh, my God. We're running out. Let me play this track, The Temptations, Stay for Christmas Eve. And then Heaven and Earth, bad track, Dangerous.
Come on.
accepting temptations. Hey, you know, a lot of artists, they travel across the country during the holidays. And sometimes their counterparts think they don't want to come home, or they don't want to be there, or they don't want to celebrate Christmas. So the artist said, "Down, can you play something, straighten that out?" I said, "I sure can, Burp." And Blake Shelton, who's now going to be managing Wendy Moulton, I hope he lets her sing this song. And she'll probably turn it into $1 million worth of gold. But here we go. The last 14 minutes of the show. Blake Shelton, "I Want to Go Home." Not just for Christmas, but "I Want to Go."
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, in even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Back home.
And every day there's no greater purpose than keeping you satisfied. And nothing you ask of me is too hard or too tough. No battle I would not fight.
Of a Christmas Eve send-off. I want you to be careful out there. I want you to be happy out there. I want you to be safe out there. And I want you to enjoy what you have. You know, enjoy your life. You only get one. That's one of my favorite sayings. It's actually on a website called Famous Quotes that they really like what I said. Again, we're almost out of here. I need some steak sauce before I get on the road. But I'm going to end it with a song that I want to hear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Heaven knows. Donald Summer going to take us on out of here because I'm going to be speed doing it. Couldn't have. Hey, have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. enjoy. Family, loved ones, boyfriends, indoors, outdoors, husbands, jack of all trades, whatever they are. Enjoy your Christmas holiday. This is the end of 2021. Okay, Donna, help me get out of here. Or should I play Johnny? Which one should I do? Johnny? I think I'll do a little bit of Johnny, because I just won't be able to play that coming up.
If you know somebody, if you knew somebody.